Because in '72, when my mom was ill and I had to get down to Guyana, they didn't want to give me a passport because my passport had run out then. They said, yes. Almost 17 years, the passport only used to run for 5 or 10 in those days.
I think so, yeah.
And I couldn't even get to, because Sir John was here as the High Commissioner, within 5 days, he was able to give me a Guyanese passport.
A Guyanese passport?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you went to the Home Office here, or the British Passport,
yeah, they wouldn't give you a passport.
It was Petit France.
Yeah, out of St. James.
Yeah, and so they wouldn't give you a British passport. So no. You had to get a Guyanese passport.
And I was lucky because Sir John was the High Commissioner there, and when I talked to him right away, he within 5 days or less than a week. I had the passport and I was able to get to go down to Guyana.
But given Guyana was still part of the Commonwealth, what did you think about the situation? Did you find it confusing that you couldn't?
No, you weren't thinking about that. You know, it's not that's. I'm talking about 1972.
Yeah, but didn't you wonder how you could suddenly be stripped of your British citizenship?
Like, no, because I never even thought we could have stripped from the British citizenship. My wife worked at Parliament, worked for the Labour Party, all those MPs. The first MP, she worked for the House. He was the Deputy Speaker, Sidney Irvine, MP for Dartford. I went to his daughter's wedding. I went to the crypt downstairs. At St. Stephen's entrance, there's a crypt. We had the wedding. I met Harry Wilson, all those people, lovely people. And in truth, his wife, Mary, was very close with my wife.
So when you were issued with the Guyanese passport, to your mind, even though you had the Guyanese passport, you were still British anyway.
Yes, never had any doubts about that. How it came about, because I wanted to go down to Guyana, but they wouldn't give me a passport.
Okay.
Because my passport had run out.
Yeah.
And I had no reason to get a passport because I wasn't going anywhere. I was working every day to make sure you had enough to live. Luckily, my wife is working. She was never out of a job and that sort of thing. I was working. And we had children to bring up so that we never even go on holidays. We never went on holidays.
So when you traveled back to Guyana, though, that was in 72.
That's the first time I realized that we could have some problems because I couldn't get a British passport. And I already have a British passport. But because